she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and we have a good show planned today. Benny, how was your weekend? I missed you last week.
Honey. I missed you.
I know it. You got great energy today, so you must have had a great week.
Well, you know, it rolled off quite nicely since last weekend. You know, a lot of sun, a lot of vitamin D. I needed it.
Yeah, we all needed it. That's, we really did.
That's the love. That's
you know
the
what?
Love.
Thank you, God, for that great vitamin D. And we're continuously getting it, and how wonderful it is. Here in sunny Seattle, and it is beautiful today, and we've got a beautiful view of the mountains today. And
so all you think, it just if it's clouds and rains here all the time, it doesn't happen.
It's not happening today.
We have sun, too. It's there.
Hey, I wanted to tell all my listeners out there today, there's a really unique thing happening tomorrow. And I've actually posted this on the front of my website. I will be participating in this. This is for all you out there who like to Twitter. Do you Twitter, Benny?
I do occasionally. You know, I'm a big fan of... Well, okay, at first I was down for it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, you know what?
It's laborious, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of the times where I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't think I want everyone to know where I'm at or what I'm doing.
Right.
So I kind of taken back a little bit on
it. I don't share that kind of stuff on my Twitter. You know what? I try and put inspirationals out there once a day or something. I'll say something like, you know what? Here's what's inspiring me today.
I'll go with that.
And you know what? That's pretty much how I use Twitter. But, okay, I got to tell you, this was on the Fox News this morning. And I'm like, okay, I have to participate in this because I thought this was really cool. All right.
Perked your little ears up, did it?
So there is a test. This is a test that is going to be conducted by a university professor, Richard Wiseman. Love that. Requires Twitters to correctly guess a location from 5 photographs. Now, what he's doing is he is trying to use Twitter users, and will attempt to prove whether psychic powers, folks, really exist when they take part in an experiment this week. All right. So this is all about you seeing, you know, where your psychic powers are. So what he's going to do is he's going to be in a different location every day.
Kind of like a Where's Waldo, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the telepathic test, and it's all done off of telepathic, so you really are going to have to use your intuition, is going to be conducted with the New Scientist magazine. So this is legit, folks. This is really, you know, taking place. And it begins tomorrow on Tuesday, and it's going to be repeated at a different location each day until Friday. Okay. Now, the professor believes that 1 in 125 chances that Twitters will correctly guess 3 out of the 4 sites correctly. Let's prove him wrong. We know that there's a lot of enlightened people out there. Anybody can take part in this experiment. And you can do this by visiting twitter.com Richard Wiseman. Now, I've also posted this information on the front page of my website, dawnsvision.com. You can scroll down and see where I Twitter, and just below where I Twitter, where you can sign up for my Twittering inspirational messages that I send out. Right below that, you can go right to his website and you can find out all about this, or you can go to the Fox News because it's listed there too. So this starts tomorrow, and what they're going to do is see, you know, how telepathic and psychic we really are.
I think we'll win. The telepathic people will own the day, rule the world.
Well, you know, I just thought it would be a fun thing to do.
I think it's fun. Very creative.
You know, it's like, and how they track this, I guess, is by the responses. Because, you know, I'm not a techie friend. I mean, I'm not a techie person. My techie friend is here today. I'm going to be talking about her in just a minute. But I'm not a techie person. But I love techie people. Okay, let's establish
that. They
know
that. A lot.
Well, yeah, like you. I mean, you know, could I do this without you? No.
Yes,
if you leave the room, I go into panic.
Where's Benny? But I'm always within earshot. I'm always listening to you.
Yeah, and so are the listeners.
Yeah, I know, right? See? So there you go. People have your back.
So if you guys are interested and you want a Twitter and you're big Twitter fans, this might be a really fun thing for you to give a try to. Like I said, I'm going to be doing it just for kicks and giggles. You know, I always like to test my intuition and see, you know, how spot on I am. And, well, you know, I think it would be a fun thing to do. You going to try it? Come on, Benny.
Honestly, I'm going to pass on it, I think. I want to get the results. I don't really, you know, like I said, I kind of taken it to a backseat approach, you know. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to go with the non-Twitter.
Well, here's what I like about
now.
So I am going to go
put
on.
A crimp in your motion.
No,
there.
No. Right. It won't crimp my style whatsoever, you know. But here's why I found it kind of exciting. Because I have a lot of people who come to me and regularly ask me, you know, how do I know I'm being intuitive? How do I learn to listen to it? You know what? I thought this would be a great test, and it's very short and take you all of maybe 2 minutes every day to do it. You don't want to get in your head on listening to your intuition. So you just look at the photograph and intuitively put where you think it is and where you be. And, you know, it's a way for you to track your own self and see if you were listening or if you got in your head or, you know, because the intuition is a delicate, gentle voice that resides within all of us.
Do you think this is just a fad, this whole Twitter thing?
I do.
I think so, too.
I think it's a complete fad. But, you know, it's another means of communication that really is quite meaningless.
Well, there are some good references to it, I think, though, because some of my friends who have recently been engaged and, you know, are looking for, you know, florists and DJs for their weddings and stuff like that. And it's really good to get a quick response rather than your traditional email. And
how would you get a quick response?
Well, it depends on how many. Well, if you have any followers, it depends on how many people are following you or followers. I mean, that's the whole Twitter thing. You know, it's who's
okay,
on yours.
But if I had to respond to all the people that were following me, you know what? I'd be tweeting all day long.
You'd be tweeting.
And I mean, can't you do that like off of Facebook or?
But see, that's just another avenue.
Your email or?
Those, I think, are delayed responses, though. Oh. I think the Twitter is more of an up-to-date, instant, you know, gratification.
See, I don't see it that way. I don't,
really?
No, I don't get them.
Oh,
like,
I do.
Oh, well, see, this is where I'm not a good Twitter. I Twitter once a day, and then I don't look at it again until tomorrow.
Well, there you go. It's your standard email operating procedure.
Unless
then.
I'm Aston Crutcher, who Twitters constantly. I mean, he's getting big-time news on this right now.
Well, see, that's the thing. I guess if you're really into it and you're constantly liking the fast knowledge coming at you, I mean, yeah, then you're a Twitter bug. But
I guess so. All right. Well, I am going to participate in this because I thought it would be a fun thing to do. And I'll be talking about it next Monday. So, you know, stay tuned next Monday to find out how I Twittered with my intuition on following where this Professor Richard Wiseman is going to be every day for the next 4 days. Happy June, everybody. Today's June 1st. I love the month of June. Well, actually, I love every month, but, you know, I didn't see May much, did you?
No. It was, I think it was February
still. And I'm excited to announce today that we are no longer retrograde. I don't know about all of you out there, but I'll tell you what. This was one of the more squared-off retrogrades I think I have felt in probably the last 2 years. I'm always usually very busy during a retrograde. This one was exceptionally busy, and I think a lot of people misunderstand what retrograde is. But, you know, basically it's a time to rethink, redo, and undo maybe things from the past that aren't going to work for us for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it an internal cleansing of the closet.
Really?
Yeah.
From my standpoint, it's don't break down. All my equipment are back here. Don't fall and don't fail on me.
Well, that is one of the things.
Right.
So, you know, I tell everybody, oh, for the love of God, keep your sense of humor. Because it is actually helping us whether we like it or not. But it is now direct, so full speed ahead. And we don't have to worry about it going retrograde again until September 8th. So, hey, folks, we get the whole summer to play full speed ahead.
Woo-hoo!
Travel away, enjoy communications, you know, don't hang up on anybody. I have a guest in the studio with me today, and she's going to be my co-host today. We're going to talk about a little bit of a delicate subject, and I'm going to share this with you before I bring her on. I was sitting in front of my computer this morning, which I do every Monday before I come here, just to write my notes out. Most of this I just shoot off the top of my hip.
That's the best. The best is right off the hip.
Because you watch me, Benny, and you're
all
like, where is she getting
long.
This? We're going to be talking about enlightenment today. And I thought about this, you know, for the last week, and I had a lot of people come to me this week, and I find this not to be an easy subject to talk about. So I'm going to hope for you listeners out there that I do it justice. And personally, I think everybody has a different opinion of enlightenment. I went on and I read it in the dictionary, which I did bring, and I'll share that with you. But I think that it's an incorporation of our own values in our own self. And I think that everybody is using enlightenment, even if you're in your darkest of hour, there is a means of enlightenment that is always available to us. So I would love and welcome, as we get underway when we come back from our thing, we're going to be talking about enlightenment today, how you use it, and if you have a means of enlightenment that works for you, or how you might turn something in your life that maybe isn't going quite the way you want it to go, and you have found a solution for your own values, we'd love to hear from you. So we're going to invite you to call in, and Benny's going to give you that number.
Sure, it's 1-800-930-2819. Write it down, folks. 1-800-930-2819.
2819. I'm writing it down, too, because, you know, I can't seem to remember that number.
It's all right. Lots for you to
so
do.
So stay tuned. You're listening to It's a New Day, and we're going to come back, and I have a guest that I'm going to bring in, and we're going to keep her a mystery until you get back. Okay. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc., and check out this amazing skincare line.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular Coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Mama, You're scaring me, Benny.
Mama, just let me be.
Let me be. It's kind of my philosophy today. Thanks and welcome back, listeners out there. I really appreciate your support and the show. And we're going to be talking a little bit about enlightenment today. And I have a guest with me today who is incredibly dear to my heart. She is my right arm. And
you have three arms.
Keeps me, well, right now my right arm actually is broken.
Oh, it's tied behind your back.
Spiritually, yeah. My wing's been clipped a little bit.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Hey, you know, it's all good. All right. It's all good.
You will heal. You will
absolutely
heal.
Absolutely. I'm working on that healing. And then part of that healing is me coming to a new awareness or understanding of enlightenment. And so I want to welcome Johnny Glockner here today, who is my manager, my mentor in many ways, and my guru techie of all techies, I swear. So thank you for being here today. She's my support system.
Thanks for having me on today, Dawn.
You're welcome. And by the way, should you call in, it's Miss Johnny that will be taking your informations in the future, because we're going to be doing a lot more giveaways and maybe some contests and just really kind of get you up off your feet out there, because sometimes we need to do that. So moving along, so we're going to talk about enlightenment. Two things that I want to give out on this, because I don't think that there is a clear-cut understanding of enlightenment out there. So I know that we all preach love and light in the spiritual community. I've done it myself. But I also have recently received a deeper, more respectful understanding of it. Hopefully you will get the message today. But in the dictionary, because I went and looked it up, because you know me, I always got to go look up things. And I love to quote people, so bear with me, because I do have a couple of interesting quotes here today as well. In the dictionary, this is very short. Okay, so the act of enlightenment or state of being enlightened, a philosophical movement of the 18th century characterized by rationalistic methods and skepticism about established dogmas. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? I'm looking at Johnny's face. You're like going, you're kidding me, right?
Wow.
I know.
We need to update that dictionary.
I'm like, oh, wow. I like had to read it like six times. So after reading that, I'm like, wow, there's got to be a better translation of enlightenment out there. And, you know, I found one. So I'm going to read to you what I find is a great truth of enlightenment in today's modern day times. And it goes something like this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God bless Thomas Jefferson, and God bless the United States Declarations of Independence, because that is where you will find that statement. I find that to be a more accurate and accountable state of enlightenment. I don't know, how'd that one feel to you, Johnny?
It's good to hear that again. I mean, it's all familiar to all of us, but we get so busy in our lives, we leave that behind. And so when you hear that, you're reminded of that.
We do. We forget about that. And I have to tell you today, my mentor of inspiration today is Gandhi. And, you know, I will tell you that I always had held a certain belief system about Gandhi and what he had done in the face of the earth, until recently it came to my intention that this man really, really was very, very enlightened, to the point where he was not of ignorance in anything. He literally embraced all aspects of the world. And one of his greatest principles that he taught to us was truth. And he dedicated his life to the wider purpose of discovering truth. He also tried to achieve this by learning from his own mistakes and conducting experiments on himself. You can read about this in The Story of My Experiments with Truth by Gandhi. And I found that rather to be inspirational to me, because enlightenment for me is to understand my darkness as well as my loving, passionate side, which we all love to embrace. We all want to be kind, and we all want to be nice. Don't you find that?
Yes. Something that you've taught me a number of times is to speak my truth, and that's when I'm in my most powerful place, and that's when I feel the most enlightened, and when I feel like I'm sharing that with other people.
Yes, and same here. And you know, Gandhi actually, he was, you know, he actually stated that the most important battle to fight was overcoming his own demons, fears, and insecurities. That was the most important battle for him to overcome, for his enlightenment. And he summarized his beliefs first when he said, God is truth. He would later change this subject, or the statement, to say truth is God. And his whole philosophy was the philosophy of God, meaning God is within all of us. And he was also a very political man. And this is where I became very enlightened with him. And this is where I'm going to share with you an aspect of my enlightenment today, because there are some things that, well, concern me. And this is just me personally, but, you know, since I'm here on air, I get to share them with you. All enlightened people in the world that choose enlightenment, I believe, are also willing to look within a cause within themselves, a deeper passion. For me, my enlightenment, and I kind of like this when I heard about Gandhi, is I'm always battling my demons. And now I'm going to change the word. I'm not battling them. I do fight to overcome them, and I fight to embrace them. I fight to get to know them. I fight to learn to love them. I fight to understand them. Because here's the simple truth. They're a part of me. They're a part of my enlightenment. If I don't like those aspects of myself, here's what I'll guarantee you. I'm not going to like them when I see them outside of myself. So I loved that I discovered this, because I think that we're all looking for a source of enlightenment, and we all have it. I think sometimes we just forget to see it and own it and hug it. Has that ever happened to you, Johnny?
I think my favorite lesson that I get from you time and time again
I beat it in.
Well, it's just the same thing. It's when you see an aspect of someone else, mm-hmm. that's disturbing, that is abrasive to you, and if you were to take a minute and say, well, wait a minute,
hey,
this is my mirror,
mm-hmm.
here's an opportunity for mm-hmm. me to learn to understand what it is that I don't like about that person, and what is it about that person that is actually like myself that I don't want to see.
I do say that a lot, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Because, you know, God bless everybody. I mean it. Because everybody is my teacher of enlightenment.
Well, what's funny is,
if we're once all connected, they're all reflecting me.
Once you get past that, once you kind of, you have the aha moment.
Yes, it is an aha
moment. And then you're like, wow, okay, I get this.
Yes.
That's a real personal feeling of enlightenment.
It's a personal feeling, and then there's a satisfaction. So have you used that? Have you, just maybe with even in the last week, was there anybody that kind of came your way that maybe might have gotten you thinking about your own, you know, shadowy, fearful, insecure self?
Well, you know, I live with my younger daughter.
Okay, don't you love our children?
She's quite challenging, and I love her. Bless her heart. She's very, very smart, dangerously smart.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things about myself that I see in her that I wish I could make better. I just have to be there and let her walk her path and not block her.
Not block her, but also understanding, maybe healing something from, you know, your previous past that might have blocked you from what she's doing right now?
Exactly.
Ooh, that's a good enlightenment source. Mm-hmm. Because you're paying attention and you're looking at your daughter now, not so much as a daughter, but as a person who has freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, enlightenment is a freedom of choice. It is something that, you know, we get to choose. And actually, no one can take away from us. It's really part of your wisdom. Enlightenment, I think, is actually part of your wisdom and what it is that you find within your truth. And again, your demons and your fears and your insecurities are a part of your truth. And so I know today everybody's talking about making the shift, which I agree. I mean, Wayne Dyer's got a great movie out. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I have watched the movie twice now. Chokes me up. I absolutely find that he captured some of the greatest truths for you to sit and witness. And I will tell you, even as you're watching the movie, it's going to trigger a mirror image, just like what we're talking about here. And that what I state is that everybody, we all teach each other. You are teachers for me, and hopefully I am, you know, a teacher for you. And we all here really on a choice of enlightenment to help each other grow. Getting there, not always the easiest quest. I believe that is part of the battle of spirituality. I know often, you know, people are waiting for a book that I've been writing. Well, I've actually been writing the book for 8 years now. And we've decided that it's no longer one book. It's about 12 books, really. And that's why I haven't been able to finish it. So, but we were talking about that and the simplicity of the beginning of the journey of enlightenment. And this has come my way a lot in the last couple of weeks. And I find this interesting because enlightenment and the beginning of the journey and understanding your spirituality within your enlightenment can be a shadowy road, folks. I'm not going to love and light picture the paint. I'm just not going to do it. I know that a lot of people, you know, this is to inspire you, and I do want to inspire you, but things that have happened to you in your past maybe weren't so pretty. Maybe they don't have a lot of light in them, and maybe they're filled with sorrow and disbelief and shame and guilt. And believe it or not, these are still part of you. Those experiences left a mark on you. You get to choose how you want to incorporate those experiences within yourself. You and only you choose that. So we're going to talk more about that when we get back. And I'm going to tell you how you can maybe step into those and how to learn to love those a little bit. Because after all, if we're all one with God and we're all one with each other, then there must be a way to shine light, even in the deepest of darkest moments. Stay tuned. You're listening to It's a New Day. Give us a call if you have a story to share, 1-800-930-2919. We'll be right back.
It's 2819.
Oh, I said it wrong.
It's okay. I got your back.
2819.
Take that away.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com. BELEGENZA.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled U-M-M-E-L-I-N-A ELINA.com or call 206-624-1370.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4 feet nine and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Welcome back to It's a New Day. You know what, Benny? Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I mean, seriously, we're all standing. We're just like heartfelt in here. Seriously.
Take it home, Lee.
Seriously. I mean, I am proud to be an American, and I'm proud to be here today sharing with all of you, and thank you back. I wanted to share something else with Gandhi, something that inspired me and something that I'm personally really paying attention to within my own enlightenment. And to tell you the truth, I think we can make a difference in this, but maybe I'm wrong, but hopefully I'll inspire you and you'll jump on board with my beliefs on this. Gandhi was in no way the originator or of the principle of nonviolence, but he was the first, and I do mean this, folks, he was the first to apply it in the political field on a huge scale. And to the point where, you know, he was assassinated for it. His quote is that, when I despair, and I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time, they seem invincible. They seem invincible. But in the end, they always fall. Think of it, always. And that's a quote by him, and you know, I agree. And right now, we're in a time of history where we're in great change, and enlightenment is a part of that change. But it's up to you to embrace your enlightenment to jump on to that great big change. I don't know. You know, they talk, I listen to a lot of different shows. And I'm exasperated by this. Can you hear it? Because some people may criticize me for this. And I'll tell you what. Go ahead. I can take it because I'm proud to be an American. But I have to say something today because I do have a privilege of sitting here talking to all of you about enlightenment. And I believe that there are some serious changes going on in the world right now. And I'm not putting fear out there because if there's nothing I do more in my life is I gobble it, eat it, and turn it into light. And this is why I'm bringing this up, because I think and I believe and I feel that we can maybe send some loving energy to this one thing that I am going to bring up that actually has me deeply disturbed, is that there is a missile And I know a lot of you are enlightened and you don't want to watch the news, and God bless you, but I do. And I do it so that I can send love to these areas. But I'm realizing I can't do it alone. And truthfully, I don't want to. There is a missile in North Korea that is aimed towards the United States. And if you go to Fox News, they'll proudly show you a picture of this missile sitting in North Korea. Now, this is a country that in the last 2 months, including Memorial Day, dropped a nuke into the ocean. This is our planet, folks. What is Gandhi say? You know, in the end, they always fall. Think of it, always. Well, the only way I believe that we can help is to shed light, to send love, to understand anything that you have turned in your life, anything, whether it's been the high road or the low road. And Johnny and I were just talking about that. I have enough love in me. I'll tell you what I would do for America, and I would do it for the world. I won't kill like Gandhi, but I would send all of the love in my body and all of the love that God graced upon me of every shadow side that I have learned to embrace as an aspect of myself. And I will send it to North Korea. I will send that enlightenment, that love, to a country that clearly has none. They clearly don't have any. And they're not thinking about me. And they're not thinking about any of their neighbors. They're not thinking about the ocean life, the animal life, the environment, the solar system. They're not thinking about any of it. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't want to know. Because that's an area of darkness I don't believe exists within me personally. But what I do know is I do know that if there is enough enlightenment and enough people who understand that speck of love within yourself, which I believe is the core to enlightenment, then you could take that one moment of speck of light and love, and send it and share it with North Korea. It's not going to deplete you, I swear. You'll get tenfold back. Because if we share love, it's the law of the universe. It comes back tenfold. So I will be taking all of my love within me and all of my compassion, and I'm going to be sending it over to North Korea. And I sincerely hope that you all do the same. Because whether you're paying attention to the world or not, this stuff is existing. And I do have to take a political stance on this. I think it's wrong. I personally am scared for my children. And I'm scared for the children of the world who have a right to be here. And I don't know what the politicians are doing about it. All I know is that missile is sitting there, and they've already launched off too, because they said they are. And they are going to launch this one off again, and it is headed right towards Alaska, which is the United States. So, I don't know, Miss Johnny, what do you think? You think you can send some love to Korea?
I can send all that I have.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going to listen to this and go, why should we send them love? And I think that's the part that breaks my heart, because it's the love that overcomes all.
Well, it's that choice, too. You have to recognize when you're at that crossroads, whether you're taking the low road or the high road. And if you choose to take the high road, that's the best that you can do.
Not only that, we get great rewards for it. I know that as a person and a child of God, that sending love to North Korea is not going to be a punishment to me. It is going to be a divine experience for me, because I have within me the strength to say, God bless you. You're not alone on this planet. And I'm going to send you all the love in me to prove that to you. You know, it's choice. It's a freedom of choice.
It is a freedom of choice. Let's hope that everybody who hears your voice today does that.
Yes. I mean, how many times have you gotten involved in that freedom of choice? And, you know, this is why I brought up Gandhi today. And, you know, I was sitting there and I love the inspiration that I get from my inner voices from within and without as well. And sometimes I swear, I think God just comes down and touches me. And I have to tell you, I didn't go looking for Gandhi this morning. He just appeared on my website. Or on the web, and I went, how did this page get in front of me? And, well, I started reading it because I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this page? And even though I think of him often as a great enlightened leader that we've all followed for 100 years, or 70 since he is passing, but he reminded me of our freedom of choice and enlightenment, and he reminded me that I get to choose my depths of hell and my steps to heaven. I get to choose that. And I'll tell you, I go to the depths of hell. I choose to go there sometimes. You ever choose to go there? I mean, like, no, seriously, I mean, this. I don't mean this to be sarcastic. I mean, sincerely, I will choose to put myself in situations to have an experience to see if I can get to my enlightened state.
So most of us, I think it happens in retrospective. When you go back, like you said before the break, and visit those dark things about you that perhaps maybe you wish you could change, but really, do you need to change it? All you really need to do is experience it as I chose the low road, and this is the lesson that I took from there.
Right.
Would I choose that low road again? Probably not. Hopefully not.
You would learn, hopefully, from your lesson, correct?
I would learn.
By learning, what did you get gifted?
I got gifted, generally, you get the opportunity to revisit things about yourself and just kind of learn to love yourself, not despise yourself or feel guilty or feel bad. Just recognize I had an opportunity to learn a lesson there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you get lucky and you recognize that crossroads before you step into it.
Yes, you do.
That's the real, the aggregation of enlightenment. If you're able to get there ahead of the game, then you're feeling pretty darn good about the choices that you make.
Well, what happens if you're there and peer pressure is pushing you, your friends, and everybody's saying, do it, do it, do it. And you're like, oh, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. And they're like, you can do it, you can do it. And you end up doing it. What do you think happens?
You learn the lessons.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes lessons have consequences that have monetary or...
Now, if it's a lesson you're repeating and your peers are saying, you can do it, you can do it, and you can go, I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. Then you listen to your intuition because you've been there and you can say, I don't have to do this.
Been there, done that. No, thank you.
We're talking about enlightenment. Stay tuned. And if you have any comments on today's show or you have some feelings, we'd like to hear from you. So give us a call. And that number, Benny, is...
1-800-930-2819.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to It's a New Day. Stay tuned.
New York, Los Angeles, oh, how I yearn for you.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425 425- 3988011.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge. That alone just to be at my home back in old St. Louis.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. So our subject today has been on enlightenment. And for those of you who have been listening and are just tuning in, you know, I'm going to repeat that enlightenment is within all of us, and it's up to us to embrace it and to see it and feel it within ourselves. And I do realize and compassionately understand that sometimes it's not an easy journey to go on, and sometimes that journey can be blocked by outside influences or forces that perhaps, just perhaps, never really belong to you at all. You just chose at some point to take them on. And I have discovered that in the journey of my own self enlightenment into understanding how I can be a better person and a better spirit, so that when I return back to the source, I can show how I did this. Personally, to me, that's probably my greatest wealth. We all have skeletons in our closet. They're only a skeleton as long as you keep them in the closet, because they're probably just in there trying on your clothes. They're not a skeleton if you own them, if you realize that they're you, they're an aspect of you. So enlightenment comes from understanding that you have the freedom of choice. But that freedom of choice is to decide where you place your heart. And that heart is what's within your truth. It's not mine. It's not Benny's. It's not Miss Johnny's. It's not the person sitting next to you. It's with what you feel and where you place it within how you perceive you in the world. We've been talking about this today because of my concerns of some of the things and choices that are happening within the world that personally I don't have a say in. I have no say. But I have an understanding. And I chose today to share that understanding, hopefully, with you. And my understanding is that I can take the love in myself to whether it's somebody who's ill and not feeling good, because my phone rings every day for people who are going into surgery,
for people who aren't feeling well in their life, for people who are facing bankruptcy, for people who are battling cancer, who have had a death in the family. And people ask me all the time, light a candle. And I do more. I do more than just light a candle. I send love. I take a moment and I get to my heart and I send love. And that's what I'm going to do to North Korea as well. I'm going to send love because I don't know what else to do. And I'm going to ask that you all take a moment too, because I know y'all have it in you. I know. I've never met a person that I didn't see that spark in their eye that has that great flecked of love within them, which I believe is our course and our passage to enlightenment. And I know we're all striving right now in this wonderful time of change. This is a wonderful time of change, and it's a time that's accelerating. And I love Dr. Dyer's new book out right now is No More Excuses. I haven't read it yet, but, well, personally, I can't wait to sink my teeth into it. I want to know what he means, no more excuses, because I don't personally give out excuses, because I believe that once you get into the path of enlightenment, you don't need an excuse. You've reached a level of awareness. You've reached a level of compassion within yourself that you're now ready to look at other people's choices as their choice, not necessarily yours. You don't have to get mad about it. You don't have to get upset about it. It's just there because we all have that freedom. We all have the right to have our own choice and our own sense of values and our own freedom. And in doing that, there's a lot of love in respecting other people's freedom of choice and their values, including that of your children. And Johnny, I want to thank you for you know, bringing your daughter into this. I think that was an excellent example. My children are my greatest teachers. And I know a few weeks ago when I came in here, Benny was, you know, sharing his involvement with things that were going on in his life and an accident that had taken place. He turned his energy and I got to witness it, and lovingly so. And it wasn't my choice to get him to turn it. It was his choice. And in doing that, he went out, and I'm pretty sure spread it around the rest to everybody else. And we have the freedom to do that. That's what I'm saying. We have the freedom to begin to share that love within ourselves. Don't be miserly about it. And when something big comes in or you have a cause that you feel passionately about, send a little love to it. And even if that, if you feel passionately about it, more importantly, most importantly, absolutely most importantly, if you don't like it, or it scares you, or you're afraid of it, or you're worried by it, send it love. Trust that it's within you and that you have the power to do that. And then let it be. And it will come to you and show you in the most amazing way. And this is a simple thing to do, and it just takes one moment to remember it. You can read thousands of books. You can turn every stone looking for this. But all you really need to do is take a breath, close your eyes, and say, I'm okay, and I'm going to send this a little bit of love. And I ask everybody out there today, in the name of God, send a little love to North Korea. Send a little love to the planet. Send a little love to your favorite cause. Send a little love to yourself, most importantly. Because without you, I can't learn anything. Without you, there is no world. And that's my stance on this. And hopefully I've inspired you. I didn't mean to put any fear out there. Maybe just an enlightenment of concern. And we can change it. I know this to be. I know this to be. So I'd like to thank all my sponsors, because without you, I wouldn't be here. My listeners. Miss Johnny, thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me over.
You are most welcome. And thank you for being in my life.
You're right. My techie guru, I swear.
Well, it's between me and Steve, I think.
Yeah, we're going to get Steve, too, because he's really my techie.
Do you guys wrestle for it or something?
No, I tell you. I tell you. And Benny, you know what? Your choice of music today? Stellar.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Absolutely stellar. Thank you.
I love the standing ovation.
Yes,
I like that.
Absolutely.
I was right there with it. Right there with
Proud
it.
Proud to be an American.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Well, we're out of time for the day. And thank you for listening. And tune in next week to It's New Day. And God bless everybody.
You've been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.